Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you are going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Mace is here. Ireland is in Denver. John, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right.
How's the voice, John?
It's there. It's my doctor, Dr. Joe Sugarman in Beverly Hills, pulled off another miracle.
Oh, he sounds good.
I had no voice on Thursday, and somehow by Saturday, he had me back.
Awesome.
Are there special potions and things that he gives
you? I am heavily drugged. I know,
for example, Broadway actors sometimes get steroids when they're having trouble.
Okay,
is that what they did with you?
Yeah. So it's funny, though. He told me, he goes, okay. He goes, I'm going to get rid of that thick yellow crud you've got.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, then your voice is going to be weak, so I'm going to give you these steroid pills. But if you take them, there are two side effects.
Mm.
I said, okay. The first one is insomnia.
Oh, no. Well, you're already
have
you
that.
Already
I said, not a problem.
Yeah.
I don't sleep anyway.
Yeah.
And he said, the second one is these will make you more talkative. I said, that's impossible.
Yeah, no, it is hard to imagine a more talkative John Ireland. But good.
He's driving now.
I took them and they worked.
Why don't you? Well, since you're so talkative, how about you become the A today and I'll be the B?
Are we still doing this?
By the way,
are you still angling for the B?
No, this is so funny. Everybody, people listening now, and I talked to somebody who listens to the station over the week. So, what's this AB thing? Like, everybody knows the AB thing because we've talked about it so much. But yeah, the AB thing, I guess I'm the A, right, John?
Oh, yeah. Well, you told me when we first got together, this is like in 1994.
Yep.
One of the first things Mason said to me, he goes, look, I'm the generator, you're the reactor. We're never, ever changing, no matter what. And I went, okay. He goes, we're not. And I think the reason was that when you worked with Rick Schwartz, he fought you for the mic.
He did.
And you said, this is the most important thing. I'm the generator, you're the reactor. So I have bent over backwards the other way, and now Mason begs me to be the generator.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Well, let me be the one who bends over backwards for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's been 30 years.
We're
how about I bend?
Well, you said 1994, John?
Yeah.
Did you guys know each other, or was this like a first or second? Because the reaction
you've never heard this story?
Well, I knew that you guys had like done a couple of shows together, and then you left and came back.
I'm not exaggerating. I get a phone call from a guy named Howard Friedman.
I know Howard.
The program director, and he said, I had been filling in on that station, and he said, listen, we got a guy who has one foot out the door.
Yep.
He is mailing it in.
Yep.
We brought him out here to do mornings. We've moved him off of mornings, and we've moved him into nights.
We
and he
stuck him in nights.
There. But we can't fire him because we owe him too much money. We think you will bring out the best in him. Can you just do a couple shows with him? And I said, sure, I don't care. And I went in and did the shows, and after about 20 minutes, I said to Mason, who for the first 5 minutes had his head down in his computer, he was working on a
screenplay. I was working on a screenplay during the show.
During the show.
During the show, I was working
but
on a screenplay.
Then
That's commitment.
Then he started kind of engaging, and we kind of hit it off. And I went, hey, man, why don't they like you? You're really good at this. He goes, I don't know, but they don't like me.
Yep.
And we should just say whatever we want.
Can I take a stab in the dark of why they didn't like you? That you were working
on
a screenplay
while
you were on the air?
I wasn't doing that in the morning.
Yeah, no. And in mornings, I was actually trying.
Oh, okay.
I got hired to do mornings.
Okay.
They stuck me with randos.
Is this
and
with
I
Lynch?
Found a, yeah, with John Lynch.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he stuck me at nights.
So then, Trav, he said to me, Mason goes, the only way either one of us are going to have any fun is if we literally do not care.
Yep.
Talk about anything.
Yep.
He goes, if you think you can't say it, say it. He goes, if you think you can't do it, do it. And he goes, I'm probably getting fired anyway. Let's go out with a bang.
Yeah.
We literally tried to get thrown
tried
off
Tried to
the
get
air.
Fired.
Oh, and they called us in after a week, and they went, this is the Mason we thought we were getting. If we put you with Ireland, will you stay?
I don't give a blank attitude that actually is what
that
worked.
That gave birth to Mason in Ireland. Mason just saying, look, I'm leaving anyway, so say whatever you want.
You remember when we did our first deal to do mornings, there was an agreement that we always talked about a big cushy buyout, that we knew we weren't going to last, but we wanted a big cushy buyout at the end of the, and little did we know it would continue. We survived the
You made
the big,
it through the big
made
cushy
it through
buyout.
The big deal. Yeah, made it
yeah,
through
I
the big deal.
I got one for 6 months, but Mason's never got one.
Never. I got one from New York. That's the only time I've ever gotten a big cushy buyout.
I got one.
Did you?
No, yeah. When I got sacked from Rome, I had a big
good amount of time too, right?
Like
there is
13
nothing
months.
Better than a big cushy.
But look, it's great because you have peace of mind of knowing that you're not going to be, you know, on the street in a few months.
Yeah, Trav got bored.
But I got bored.
Yeah.
After about a month, I was climbing the walls.
Yeah, I totally. I mean, our friend Michelle Beadle was on the beach for a couple of years, yeah. And now has come out. And the thing she hated
couple
was
years.
Yeah, she had like a year and a half
for a
still
lot
on the
of
beach
money too.
For a lot of money. But she missed the ability, the relevance, to be able to influence things, the way I mean, she missed that. So it's great to have a cushy buyout, but it shouldn't be for more than 6 months.
You need a little something to do. How did Em do on Culture Pop Podcast?
Emily was great on the Culture
Wait
Pop Podcast.
Wait a minute,
podcast.
When did Emily, did you drop
Saturday.
That yet?
Saturday.
Comes out Wednesday. And Emily, you'll dig this, John. It's not like what we did, what I did with Travis and Slee and everybody, you and here, yeah. everybody yeah. at the station. We did a review of the Taylor Swift album.
That's a great idea.
And it was very funny because Sue and I both took the assignment very, very seriously.
Cool.
Is that fair to say, Em?
Yeah, you did. You guys had all your picks. You guys had the stories. You even had theories. It was great.
Yes, yes. And
what
Emily,
are your theories?
Emily, on a scale of 1 to 100, without ruining the Culture Pop podcast, okay. What do you think of this album? Do you like it?
So I talked about this a little bit on Friday. It is not my favorite album. I think that it's solidly middle or less than middle. I think it's just she could have used a little bit of editing. Take some songs out because I think some songs are repetitive. But what we talked about on the Culture Pop was more about things we did like about it, the things that were that we pulled from it. I think that your theory, though, connecting, I'm not going to spoil it, but you have a really good theory about two songs connected that I liked a lot.
Thank you.
You go deep, man.
Yeah, I
By
went
the way,
deep.
Hey, you guys, I was listening before you guys came to us.
Yep.
And you were talking about Jack Nicholson's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, it's today?
Yeah, Trav, Emily, and Slee. You guys didn't mention his greatest movie, and it's not close.
Which one?
It's Mason's favorite movie of all time. Do you know
Chinatown.
Chinatown.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Chinatown.
Oh, great. Yeah,
for
sure.
If you go back and watch that, you say to yourself, dude, I don't know what that guy's got, but he's got something.
Yeah. No, I love that movie. I love the style of it. I love kind of that noir thing. I mentioned the show Sugar on Apple right now has sort of captured that as a modern day Chinatown kind of vibe, which is cool. But Chinatown is my favorite Nicholson movie.
That's why you moved out here, right?
It is. This is why I watched Chinatown as a kid. I'm like, God, LA looks like a really cool place to
really?
Live.
Really? That was the impetus.
It was.
Oh,
it
that's
was.
Wild.
It was the movie Chinatown.
John, there's no close second for most famous Laker fan of all time, right?
Diane Cannon is still
that,
there.
That's the well, that's the either, other one I threw out there.
Well, it's either Diane or Flea.
Flea's
a good one.
Flea's
a good one.
Yeah. And Jack has not been in a while, right?
No, he only
last
came to one
year.
Game. He only came to one game this year. Last year, I think he came to two.
He came to the LeBron game, the record breaker.
He's in his
80s? 87.
Oh, 87.
87.
My God. Yeah, that's old.
Yeah, so take Chinatown off the board.
That is old. An excellent observation.
No, but I mean,
87, that's old.
That's
what's
like, old. You are in the gravy stage, right? Like,
yes.
That, 80 is kind of like, all right, you get anything over 80, that feels like you've had a really
good. My mom is 82.
That's
not
great.
Stepdad Leo is 83. Hmm. And they're doing great. They're active. It's great to see Nicholson in a game. I would say Diane Cannon, who, John, if I'm not mistaken, is still at games, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, she was at the last game.
Yeah, I mean, she's a diehard.
She's been there. So my first recollections of watching Laker games are early 80s.
Yeah.
And she was there for those, and mm-hmm. Jack was there for those. And until recently, when did Jack kind of stop going regularly, John? 10 years ago?
No, more recent.
More recent?
More like 3-4 years ago he stopped going.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
he was there the night
Kobe 40 years.
He was there in 2016, which was 8 years ago, the night Kobe scored 60 on his last game.
That's right. He was there, yeah.
And Jack was still acting then, but now he's basically retired.
And it wasn't just like, okay, it's a playoff game or a Sunday afternoon game. Like, he would show up to
all the games.
Regular
Random
games.
Random games, yep.
The Wednesday night against the Hawks, and he would be there.
Well, you know, one of the things I thought was interesting in reading about the Lakers' early days at the Forum is that after Jerry Buss bought the team, Dr. Buss, he actively recruited celebrities to go to the game. And a lot of them were comped on floor seats because he wanted to create that show business, and it absolutely worked. And that, it's one of the things I wonder about, and obviously the Lakers have that still. Why wouldn't Steve Ballmer try to do the same thing? I mean, it's like Billy Crystal or bust.
I can take this story a step further.
Okay.
When Dr. Buss bought the team, he, you know, obviously he was a new owner, and these guys were all kind of set in their ways. And so he said, I'm going to try some stuff. And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to put – now, think about this when it had never been done before. I'm going to put fans in seats on the court. Mm-hmm. And the NBA said, absolutely not. It's a safety issue. You can't put fans on the court in seats. That's absurd. And Jerry Buss said, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. And he did it, and the league – you know, and the league threatened to sue him or fine him, and he said, I don't care, I'm doing it. Now everybody does it.
Yeah, everybody's
then
got
he said, each,
yeah.
I'm putting a dance team on the court during timeouts. And the NBA said, dancing girls on the court. And Dr. Buss said, yeah, like the shows in Vegas have. And the NBA said, no, that's absurd. You can't put dancing girls on the court during timeouts. You're out of your mind. Dr. Buss said, screw you, I'm doing it anyway. And now every team in the NBA does both.
Yeah, they've got dancing girls.
Who's at the front of
dance
the
team?
Who's the cutting edge owner in the NBA right now? Who's the guy that's doing the thing that's like, oh, that's never going to be, and fast forward 20 years from now and everybody's doing
well,
it. Who's that guy?
Lacob has been that guy, but that's over.
Cuban, Lacob?
I was going to say Cuban, maybe.
The guy you want to watch is Utah? The guy who owns the Utah Jazz, yeah. Ryan Smith. He just bought a hockey team.
Right.
Yeah. In the last 4 years, he's bought the Jazz, a men's soccer team, a women's soccer team, and now an NHL team. He's young. He's not even 50.
Yeah.
He's super progressive. He's a tech guy. That's the guy to keep an eye on.
In his 40s, and he's from Utah, so everything he's bringing is...
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Not very bad. Well liked by the people that work there. Super progressive, smart, young guy. That's the name to watch.
He's actually on McAfee right now.
Yeah.
We're watching him
I
on
wanna
McAfee.
I want to see his version of Dancing Girls. Yeah. Whatever. I want to see,
exactly.
See what Dr. Buss had times Utah.
Exactly.
I want to see how that comes out. Super Crosstalk. It's brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. So Ireland's in Denver. We're hey, what's up, Brian? What's up, Laura? Cranking it up for another week here. Ireland's in Denver. We got Lakers versus Nuggets tonight. Saturday didn't go too well. It was kind of half, right? But this is what you expect
kinda.
From Denver, right? Denver is great at the end of games. They're probably
great.
The best
Greg,
end of game team in the league.
Greg, what do you mean, kinda? They had a 12-point lead in the first half. They led by 3 at halftime. What was your problem with the first half?
Well, you see the lead gets smaller. They went from 12 to 3.
Right.
You said the 12 kinda because it was 12.
But still, they
and
won
then
the
it
first
was
half.
Right.
We had small victories here. We've lost 8 in a row to these clowns. Come
yeah. On. Now they did. They hung around a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Denver is so good.
They're
That's
great.
The problem. Denver is a really, really good team, and they've got a player that nobody's got an answer to. Nobody can solve.
Although,
the...
can I comment on that?
Please.
Okay. I understand what the Lakers' strategy was in Game One. They wanted to throw a whole bunch of looks at Nikola Jokic and try and confuse him.
Right.
And for a while, it worked. They built that 12-point lead. Rui Hachimura was guarding him. everything was kind of working out the way the Lakers hoped.
Right.
Then Jokic figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of started to be effective against Rui. I think at the end of the day, he made 8 of 9 shots when Rui was the primary defender. I think, and I understand the argument against it.
I'm with you, by the way.
I understand that if you make Anthony Davis guard Jokic,
yep.
he's probably going to get into foul trouble,
yep.
and he might be too tired to score. I don't care, man. We're up against it.
Yeah.
I'm putting AD on Jokic, and I'm saying do not switch. Do not. He's yours. If he's going to beat us with a triple-double with 35, 18, and 10, he's going to do it against you, and
yep.
then we'll live with it.
I know, by the
but
way,
I'm done with this. Somebody other than AD guards Jokic. I
right.
think it works.
So I'm 100%. We talked about this before the show. Anthony Davis is not a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. He should be. He's one of the best three defensive players in the NBA. But if you view yourself like that, go stop the best.
Okay, John, you said that Rui was 8 of 9 when guarding.
Jokic was
8 of 9
on Rui.
Yeah.
Do you have what he was on AD?
Yeah, he was 3 of 7.
3 of 7. Right,
okay.
That's yeah. better than I thought, because there was a lot of times where you see Jokic kind of manhandling AD.
And Mason said it, Greg. Jokic manhandles everybody.
Of course. But
I mean, he's the best player in the world, and it's not close.
But
3 out of 7 is better than 8 out of 9.
Yeah, it's much, yeah. much better. But big physical centers have all kind of owned Anthony Davis over the
Doesn't
last
Doesn't matter.
Few years.
He's our best shot.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Put the best defensive player on the team on the best player on the other team. You go out swinging.
And by the way,
let's be honest. Ireland, can they win this series?
Of course they can.
Okay. Will they win this series?
I don't know.
Oh, come on,
that's
Ireland.
Honesty.
No.
We
Ireland,
got an
no.
I don't know from
hey,
you.
Wow. I got Lakers in 6 for me. You got to stay with it. If they win
well,
tonight,
I'm not giving
it's still
up.
Alive.
I'm not giving up. I think the number one thing we do in sports radio is we overreact
yes.
both ways
Correct.
To one game
yeah.
in a series. We always say, oh, like Clipper fans are saying, oh, the Mavs aren't any good. This series is over. The Mavs are going to play better than
Agreed.
They did yesterday. I don't know. You know, the Lakers kind of had that game break the way they wanted it to. Jamal Murray was off.
Yep.
What was he, 9 of 24 from the field? They had a 12-point lead early. They were right there. And then the Lakers stopped moving the ball in the second half.
Yep.
Their offense got stagnant. The thing about Denver is you've got to play almost perfect to beat them, and you got to hope that they're a little off.
Yeah.
Could those things happen? Absolutely. But tonight's really important. I'll give you some numbers.
Okay.
If they lose tonight,
mm-hmm.
teams that go up 2-0 in a best-of-7 series in NBA playoff history, what percentage of the time do you guys think they win?
I'll say 73%.
What do you think, Greg?
84.
Brian?
69%.
93%
of
the time.
Wow.
93. Yeah.
So oh. we would have a chance, but it would be a 7% chance.
So if they lose tonight, they only have a 7% chance.
Statistically.
Wow.
But lose tonight, it's over.
Wait, Greg, this reminds me, if they lose tonight, this is the song I'll be singing tomorrow. One time in my career covering the Lakers, and I started working with the Lakers in 1999,
mm-hmm.
one time I watched 2 games of a series and said, they are dead. They can't beat that team. And it was in 2004. San Antonio had won the title in 2003 with Parker, Ginobili, and Duncan. And in 2004, for the Western Conference Finals, we had to go to San Antonio. And they beat us up in the first 2 games, and we had no answers for Tony Parker. He did whatever he wanted. He just carved Gary Payton up. And I went on the radio, and anybody that would listen to me, I would say, San Antonio's too good. We can't beat them. The Lakers barely won Game 3. Then they barely won Game 4 to tie it at 2. And Game 5 was the Derek Fisher 0.4 shot.
Yeah.
That's how far you have to go back the last time the Lakers came back from an 0-2 deficit. So can it be done? Absolutely. Is it likely? No. So that's why tonight's really important.
Yeah, I mean, tonight is, wow, you still want, I mean, what's Phil say? It doesn't start till you
right,
blow
till
a home
somebody
game,
wins
right?
on the other team's home court.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to something you said about Anthony Davis, because if he was so good offensively, he was dominant.
Oh, did you hear this? Greg, did you hear this number? What? First time that dueling centers, two centers, have each gone 30-10-5 since Wilt and Bill Russell
wow.
in the 60s.
So you, wow, that's kind of crazy. But you said that you don't care what happens to his offensive game. If just use him up on defense and the whole thing. It's the best chance for them to win overall is what you said.
I believe
right?
that, yeah.
If you don't have that type of Anthony Davis on the offensive end, you still think you can win? You'd have to have every single other person go full out.
Well, I mean,
like, Greg, I do, and here's why. I'm going to just be blunt. The Lakers will not win if the other guys don't show up.
Agreed. Denver D'Lo does not work.
Yes. D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, like Austin Reeves. Here's the most amazing takeaway for me on Saturday night. And I don't think in the 25-plus years I've been covering the NBA, I can remember this ever happening. The Lakers had one player provide bench points. It was Taurean Prince. Mm. But not only did none of the other reserves make a shot, think about this. None of the other reserves took a shot.
Right. Wow.
Zero shot attempts. You can't beat Denver that way.
Yeah.
You can't have Rui, Austin, and D'Lo all have an off night and then get nothing from the bench. So, Greg, to answer your question, coming full circle, do I think AD needs to score 35 points for the Lakers to win? No, but I think the other guys have to show up. Somebody in that group, somebody in the R group, Rui, Reeves, Russell, has got to go 20-plus.
Yeah,
and AD not Lakers, shoot threes.
And the Lakers are dead if they don't. So I think your best chance to win, as much as you can, put Anthony Davis on Jokic defensively and hope somebody else shows up besides LeBron and AD.
I love that game plan. That is the game plan.
AD, still might not work, but
go
let's
at Jokic.
Try it. Yeah.
As they say, come at me. Let's go, AD. This is it. By the way, coming up next, all the 2024 NBA award nominations are out, and another year with no flowers for AD. We'll do that coming up next. In the meantime, you know I love my partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. I drive an Elantra, which I love, and with next-level tech and safety features, Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class-exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles and 10 years of America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Ireland, I'm working out like crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're in your, you're working with your trainer now,
right? Working
with
my trainer, and got cardio in over the weekend, got cardio Saturday, Sunday, and I'm going back to lift tonight. Now, here's, I know you work with James Worthy on the cryo,
Ice pod
active. Yeah, so I have that. But yesterday I decided to go, because my whole body is sore, I decided to go to the full-on walk into the freezer.
Yeah, I do it all the
cryo time.
I love it.
It is great.
Think?
Now, what is your latest? So if you've never done this cryo thing, you go into a booth, and you've got, basically, I did 3 minutes. Do you do 3 minutes, John?
Yes.
I think that's the max.
Normally, I'm proud of you. Normally, they start you at like a minute and a half and then work you up to 3 minutes. Did you do 3 minutes?
I did
three minutes
right from the jump. I haven't done it in a while, but I went yesterday. And so what is your latest 3 minutes of music that you're using?
I always go middle of the road Pretenders because it has a lot of drums in it. and you can play air drums when you're in the cryo chamber.
Right.
You want something that's going to make you move.
Yes.
What did you pick?
I think Brian is going to play it right now. It is the latest from Beyonce.
Is this on the Cowboy Carter album?
Yeah, on the Cowboy Carter album. I picked this one because it's upbeat. I was stomping around.
Yeah,
in
whatever's going to make you move.
Yeah.
So, Brian, pull up Middle of the Road from the Pretenders. If you notice, great what song. I do is I just get Middle of the Road by the Pretenders and pretend I'm the drummer. Because the drums,
I can see this. Yeah, you're sitting in a room. Just
in the room. Well, and what's funny, Greg, is they have a window so they can watch you. So in case you pass out and die. And if you're looking at me through the window, you would think I was somebody possessed. Because this all I'm doing is banging the drums to this song.
This is a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
I love that was your reasoning for it. They're looking into the window, so in case you die.
I don't care. Once I get there, I don't care. But
they're looking at you in case you don't die.
Yeah, because it's not. I'm guessing it's not medically the smartest thing you can do is to get into a -200-degree chamber and let it freeze you. But it does. Mace, the way I explain it to people is, when you go in, if you're sore, when you come out, you won't be.
Correct. And by the way, two
it
other things.
Last all day, but it gives you some relief.
It gives you also a mental boost. Yeah. Like, you come out of there really alert and feeling really good about yourself. And it speeds up your metabolism, which means that it conceivably helps you to lose weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do it now.
Yeah, there you go. So, Ireland, they have announced the awards or the nominees for all the NBA awards right now. And once again, Anthony Davis was overlooked for Defensive Player of the Year. Do you think that the three the NBA put out there, did they get it right?
Who were the three they put out there?
Rudy Gobert and Bergman Schnorts.
Rudy was also the most overrated player in that.
He was.
By players. The players said he was the most overrated player.
But he is a good defensive player. I have no problem with him being a defensive finalist. Who are the other? Is Wemby one of them?
Wemby is one of them. And the third one is Drew Holiday.
Well, they're all excellent defenders. I would have put AD ahead of Drew and put the three big men in there because of how much he means to the Lakers defensively.
Yep.
But I've always said this. There's a Laker tax.
I want to take this back. It's not Drew. It's Bam Adebayo. So it's Adebayo, Gobert, and Wembanyama.
Yeah, very another excellent defender. I still think AD should be first-team all-defense, but there is a Laker tax. If you look at the history of awards in the NBA – there aren't a lot of Laker MVPs.
Hmm.
I mean, Kobe won it once.
Yep.
There's only been one Sixth Man of the Year ever by the Lakers.
Lamar
Odom. There's only been one Defensive Player of the Year for the Lakers, Michael Cooper. So
really?
The Lakers don't get a lot of awards because they get so much love elsewhere. So I think AD said as much today. He goes, they're just not going to give it to me. I think he realizes that because he plays for the Lakers, chances are he's not going to get as many votes as he would if he played somewhere else.
All right, so somebody put this out. This is involving this. So Gobert is sixth in blocks. AD is second. Gobert is tied for second in rebounds with AD, so they're tied at second. In contested shots, Gobert is fourth. AD is third. Contested threes, 108th for Gobert. He's only sixth in the middle of the paint. And Davis is fourth.
Okay.
Guarding post-ups, 89th percentile for Gobert and 96th percentile for Davis.
Yeah.
That isn't saying that Davis is a better defender?
It is, but I think what factors into the awards, and tell me if you guys agree.
Yeah.
Minnesota was a 54-win
exactly.
team.
Exactly. That is the difference.
But it shouldn't be about your wins and
well,
losses.
It is whether you like it or not. It's always MVP tends to be the best player on the best team.
Sure.
And
at least the best player on a really good team.
Okay. Why is Wemby in there then?
Well, because he's just
22-win team? Is that what he has, 22
yeah,
wins?
But yeah, but he's just freakish. Gobert's going to win because Minnesota won all those games.
But Wembanyama led the league in blocks, right?
He should be in there. Wemby should be in there.
Wemby might be the best defensive player I've ever seen.
Exactly.
It's a joke what he's able to do.
I mean, he can stand 6 feet away from you, and if you're taking a jump shot, he can still block your shot.
Yep.
That's how long his reach is.
Do you know who the three finalists are for MVP?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Jokic, Luka, SGA.
Tatum. Oh.
Bingo.
No.
SGA.
Yeah. I think Jokic is going to win, and I don't think it's going to be close.
I agree. I don't know how you – I mean
– SGA is really good. and they were the number one seed, if they go by best player and the best teammates, then SGA would win. But Luka really flipped a switch midseason. But Jokic is just – I mean, you guys watched the game the other night.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
just ridiculous.
Here's what James Worthy said about Jokic.
This is high praise. I've never heard James – and you guys know I'm friends with Worthy. Yep. I've never heard him say this about anyone else ever.
To me, he's Magic and Kareem on the floor at the same time.
Yeah.
He's a guard. He makes great decisions, hell of a pass. And then when he wants to be Kareem, he goes mm-hmm. down and dominates. So he's a special player that does a lot of things, and your antennas have to be up.
The old Magic, Kareem combo. That's right, crazy. That is super high praise.
Think about this. Michael, who played with Magic Johnson and calls Magic the greatest leader in the history of team sports,
yep.
credits Magic for the two rings that he has, cannot... There cannot be a bigger fan of Magic Johnson on earth than Michael Thompson. Just loves him.
Yeah.
He says Jokic is the best passer he's ever seen. Ever.
Yeah.
That Jokic is just, I mean, you can triple team him and he'll throw the ball behind his head to a guy cutting to the basket and you'll say, how did he even know he was there? And he's a freak. I mean, but by the way, guys, if he wins his third MVP in 4 years, which I think he's going to do.
Yep.
That list is like Jordan, LeBron, Wilt, yeah. Kareem, wow. Russell. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Hmm. We're talking about a modern day Wilt Chamberlain with Jokic. And because he looks like kind of an oaf, like,
right.
And he leans into it like he's making fun of the fact he's doing commercials now that he looks like that guy from the Minions, Gru.
Yeah, right.
And he doesn't care. That you think he looks like that, and he doesn't jump. I saw him make a shot the other day where over AD where he did not jump. Think about that. Didn't jump. Waited for AD to jump. Let him go up, come down, just threw it up with a little soft hook shot. He scores without jumping yeah. against the best players in the world.
It's
He's
funny.
Unbelievable.
He is kind of – he. It, but it looks – his steps are like ballet. I mean, he's a clod – but his steps are, I mean, his footwork is just crazy.
Right, and he's better defensively than people give him credit for. And here's the best thing about him. He doesn't care if he scores. If he finished a game with 10 points and 20 assists, he'd be happy. So you can't really bait him into anything because he doesn't care. He'll just do whatever the best play is.
Right.
And you'll look up and Michael Porter Jr. has 20 points. And you're like, how did this happen? It's because Jokic is just so smart. He's an unbelievable player.
So I got money. We're using the Kutt app, K-U-T-T, Kutt app,
yeah.
Where we're betting real money. And I have already put money on the Lakers plus the 7.5 tonight.
I like it.
I think they're going to get close. And who knows?
The four playoff games last year were close.
Yeah.
The average margin of victory was under 8 points. So if they can get back to what they were doing last year, you'll win.
And let me see. There was one. Oh, yeah. The other one I'm betting hard on the Angels, believe it or not.
Really?
Reed Detmers is 3-0. They're at home. They're playing Baltimore. I like them on the money line.
Really good now?
They're good, but I like the Angels on the money line. Reed Detmers has been really good.
You want to take the Angels early in the season because they always get off
to
a
fade. Yeah.
They will fade. I got one, too. John, you think you'll like this. I'm taking the over. I know it was under the last game on Saturday, but I'm taking the over on Lakers in Denver. 223.5.
Yeah, if I had to bet, you know, I can't bet anything
right.
in the NBA, even as a joke. But if I had to bet, I would do the over.
Yeah. So by the way, what we're talking about, the Kutt app, KUTT, we can bet like for real. We're betting real money. I think I'm down $30 right now. Where are you, Bergman?
I'm still up $100, but I've been losing my last couple of bets.
Yeah, okay.
I lost my last two or three.
So you can bet directly with us. Download the Kutt app. 10% deposit bonus if you use ESPNLA, and then join our ESPN social group where we're kicking bets around, and I'm in there all the time. Bergman's in there all the time. Again, download the Kutt app, KUTT. All right, coming up next story, going to spin the wheel of questions with Laura Mason in Ireland, 710. ESPN.
All right, you heard Mason talk about iSpot Active. If you lift heavy equipment or if you deliver boxes, if you work in an office all day, sit in a chair, get up and your back hurts, try iSpot Active. If you play tennis, soccer, pickleball, golf, basketball, if you're a runner, you have sore knees, sore shins, try this wearable cryotherapy. iSpot Active makes stylish, form-fitted compression wear with pockets. that fit flexible ice-cold gel packs. They call them flex pods because they're rubbery and they fit around your joints. Everybody I've turned on to this loves it, uses it daily. It's a great tool to keep you doing what you love pain-free, even if it's your normal work routine. Check it out today. The only way you can get this stuff is to go to that website, iSpotActive.com. iSpotActive.com. Best part, they have free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. You cannot lose. You try it, you don't like it, you get all your money back. ICEBOD Active. iSpotActive.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right, Laura.
I have to wait for the wheel to end, you know? I have to think about that.
He was setting you up.
I coached Laura up on how to handle the wheel last week. So, interesting.
No, I'm actually glad. I'm actually glad it landed on this one because I have a few. So, I actually really do.
I believe it.
In honor of the Lakers and the Kings in the playoffs right now.
Lakers and Nuggets.
Yes. Well, no. LA Kings.
She's talking about the
LA Kings.
Hockey. They
LA
played
Kings.
Hockey.
Okay, got
hockey,
it.
LA Kings. This question came to mind. If you had the power to grant only one of the following LA teams a championship this year, who would it be and why? The Dodgers, who's hit number one, the Lakers, who are down one game to the Nuggets, the LA Kings, who have game one against the Oilers tonight, LAFC, who is seventh, or the Rams. Who would you guys choose?
So you know what's interesting about this is I'm going to make a prediction. I think Bergman picks the Dodgers, I pick the Lakers, Mason picks the Rams. Am I right?
On my end, yeah.
On my end, also.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, on my end, also.
There's no way we're coming to a consensus here.
Yeah.
Because we all have different favorite teams.
Right. And for me, you know, I've invested so much time, energy, and money in the Rams. And I'm there for it. Just feels, you know, more important. And I experienced the Super Bowl once, and it's really friggin' cool. But I mean, Dodgers,
Well, they've all won a title recently, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're
right. But, you know, the Lakers have 17 championships, and the Dodgers, they put $1 billion into three players.
Yeah, it's only $1 billion.
You have to win this one. It's a very, very important. And also, I host the Blue Review. It needs to be a positive thing.
True,
you know?
And Ireland, the Lakers are on their playoff run right now, right?
Yeah, and I've seen how the city gets energized when the Lakers win a title, so I would pick the Lakers.
Yeah.
But here's a question for you.
Yes.
I still feel good about the way I answered it, but I'm curious if you do. Just promise me you'll answer this honestly.
Always.
Was Mason right that the Lakers should have tried to duck the Nuggets now that you've seen what the Lakers and the Nuggets look like on the court?
I still don't think they should have tried to duck the Nuggets. I'm very happy with the way that I answered that question when you said it the first time.
Well, I just think that the Lakers are only interested in winning titles, so it doesn't really matter when we play them. If we're not going to beat them, we're not going to beat them.
Right, but catch Denver late after maybe a turned ankle or an injury or a strain or some tiredness.
So many people have reached out to me arguing that you were right.
You lost game one. Like, we're that
right,
game
but
they've won.
They've seen the Nuggets now.
Yeah,
they've
this
seen
is
what
now,
the matchup looks like.
This is now 9 in a row, including a sweep last year in the playoffs. There's something going on. It's just a bad matchup.
You kind of forget what they look like in the playoffs after last year.
Right.
You forgot all about it, and now you see it like, oh, yeah, that's right. This is the team that destroyed us.
Well, they're
us
the
last
best
year.
Team in the NBA.
Yeah, by far.
Hands
so
down.
In order to beat them, you have to play your best game and hope that they don't.
Here or in the conference finals, it wouldn't have mattered. You're still going to have to play them, and
right.
I don't.
That's my argument. But Mace, I think a lot of people are coming around to your side now.
Well, you know what? Darvin said this when asked about the idea of ducking somebody, ducking Denver, or trying to change the seeding.
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
And he said to anyone, and this includes me and some other people, I think Mike Greenberg is one of them, suggesting that they lose that first play-in game in order to wind up the 8 instead of the 7. And Darvin called me.
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
That's what he said.
Well, that's not the first time somebody's accused you of that. That doesn't mean you're wrong.
Correct. It does not mean I'm wrong.
So I mean, a lot of people think you're nuts. A lot of people think we're all nuts. So, I mean, I'm sticking with my original answer. I think that you don't try and mess with the basketball gods. You got to take if you're not good enough to beat Denver, you don't deserve to win the title. So let's just play them now. But Mace, a lot of Laker fans that love this time of year, love a deep playoff run, kind of set their mood and their weeks in April and
Plus,
May.
Plus, you never know, Jokic. Laker playoff maybe there's
games.
An injury.
They're
maybe
saying,
there's
why
a turned
didn't we
ankle.
Go to the other side of the bracket?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd pick them to beat OKC. OKC is really good, but I pick him to beat OKC.
Well, especially after that game against the Pelicans, when CJ McCollum had a chance to win that game.
Right.
Right. But it's interesting now that, you know, everybody was calling you crazy. Darvin called you insane.
Yeah, insane.
People were yelling at you and saying that I can't believe me. You know, when you said it, everybody on my social media feeds came after you.
Yes.
After game one, now they're coming back and saying, well, maybe you were right.
Correct.
So it was you, Mike Greenberg, and Harrison Fagan.
Harrison
Fagan changed his Twitter handle to say it's now Insane Asylum Sources.
No, did he really?
He did.
No, not true.
I absolutely did.
Did he really?
Yeah, he totally did. He
good
totally
for him.
Did.
Harrison, good for you.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a weird life dilemma here. So I got a friend who I see fairly frequently for dinner, and I
how often is fairly frequently? Once a year? Four times
probably,
a year?
Probably, four times a year sounds about right.
Okay.
Every couple months.
Okay.
So I'm over there looking at videos.
Looking at videos? What videos?
I think
like
I know
YouTube?
Where you're going, but keep going.
YouTube videos?
Maybe it's a Pornhub.
I know where you're going. Keep going.
And I came across a video of this guy actually engaged.
In the video.
Fully engaged.
Wait, your friend is?
Correct. He's fully in it.
Okay, so he's an actor.
Sure, he's an actor. Hell no, I didn't.
An adult actor.
Oh, he didn't tell you about it and you checked it out. You just came across it.
I just came across it. I'm like,
gotcha.
Oh my God. That's,
okay.
And I don't want to say his name, but that's...
And no initials. What are the initials?
No, don't do that.
It's better if you don't out him.
So here's the thing. Does this change my relationship with him? Do I talk to him about this? Hey, I happened to see your latest movie.
Was it good?
Like that? I thought it was good.
I was like, was it good?
That's the most important question.
Yeah, if it wasn't good,
so
it's like,
there are levels to this.
Okay.
I don't want to go too far down the dark rabbit hole, so I've got to figure out how to phrase this.
Please do.
Just go ahead. We got a button that we can hit.
Was the video that you were watching Guys with Guys?
Yes.
Is your friend out?
Yes.
Okay, so you wouldn't be outing him?
No, I would not.
By bringing it up?
No, he's just found his side hustle is Pornhub.
In that case, sure. Just say, hey. You know, I was flipping around the interwebs.
Hey, I saw
He's
you.
Right.
I saw you.
Your new
How long you
fantastic.
Been doing that?
It was great.
You don't want it to be weird, right?
But does he want me to know? Or does he not want me?
That's
and
a good
does
question.
That change
that's
our relationship question. If I say that I know?
Yeah, does it change it for you?
It's
about whether he changes it for you. When you look at him, what do you see? Do you see him or do you see the video that you watch?
I guess I just
have
see
you,
him.
Have,
I
you,
see,
haven't, you haven't talked to him or seen him since you discovered this,
No, but if you say his name now...
That's the first thing.
Naked pops up.
Right. So when you go see his face,
yeah.
And you go to dinner. Is that what you were thinking about? You're going to think of him with no clothes on?
Yeah. I'm going to try not to. Yeah. It's just a weird situation.
I'm changing my answer.
Yeah.
If he wants you to know, he'll bring it up.
See, that's what I think, too. I think he's doing it on the sly. I don't think he wants anybody to know. And by the way, I just gave
Pornhub.
It away. If he's listening now, he completely knows I'm
That's
talking
true.
About.
Right,
it.
Right.
But at the
Does
same
he
time,
listen to the show occasionally?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
No, he wouldn't waste his time on this.
He's on Pornhub.
Mace, anytime you have a porn question, please take Wheel of Questions away from me. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is he's on Pornhub. Like, people are going to see him.
Correct.
This isn't a side hustle
but
where he's
like,
not going to be known.
Like no name, no anything.
It didn't have
does
his
he
name.
Mace, does he use
You're
his
not giving
name
way,
or
no,
a
it had a fake name.
Fake name? Yeah.
Colton.
I know most of the girls on there use a fake
name. The fake name was Colton.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A porn name if
Carlos.
There ever was one.
What was the last name?
I don't recall
they didn't
now.
Give you
a... like, it was, I think it was like Fox. His last name was Fox.
Colton Fox.
Yeah. That sounds like a good porn name.
Strong. Strong.
All right. And on that, by the way, coming up for you, can do some What's Up for short show today because we got Supercross talk coming up for you at 3 o'clock. Lakers play, I guess, somewhat early tonight, right? 7 o'clock.
They're the second game.
In Denver, right?
Yeah, it's actually a late game. It's an 8 o'clock tip here.
Okay, and 7
So we're getting home
LA.
Super late. Because as you know, the Denver airport is like in another country.
Located conveniently in Wyoming.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah, exactly.
So by the time this game ends and we get out of here, it'll be after midnight. And by the time we get in the air, and we're getting home like 3 in the morning.
Okay. Tell you what, coming up next for you.
What's up, foo?
In the meantime, life's journey has its highs and its lows. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're feeling good as you start the week. But maybe something you struggled over the weekend, or you're feeling sad or depressed or anxious about coming back to work or overwhelmed or any of that stuff. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope in recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.